Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
Yeah, we are currently joined by Sasha Tefaru, a.k.a. Reed. How are we doing this morning, Reed?
Kia ora, Zach. I'm very good, bro. Very good in yourself.
Yeah, pretty chill. Just, you know, making do with the weather. That's funny that your name is Reed, considering that you used to do a reading comprehension program in lower decile schools.
That's the one, bro. That's the one. Yeah. So Reed's actually my middle name, but I did used to perform in Duffy Theatre back in 2017, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very awesome stuff there, man. We're here to talk about your new song, Muri Muri Aroha, which was written at a 2023 APRA AMCOS Te Reo Song Hub. How did you get involved with that experience? And do you think you'd do another one?
Yeah. So. My mate who works with me here at Big Fan, he hit me up and said, "Hey bro, you'd be really good for this this songwriting camp." So I applied for it, and I managed to get the spot, which was pretty sick. So they flew us down to Wellington. Hani Dredd, who is a former Catch a Fire member, he was the curator for that week, and he just put us into groups. So there were, I think there were 12 of us or 9 of us that went down there, and we all just we just write songs the whole week pretty much. So we get put into groups of 4 each day. And there's like a Matanga Reo, who's our translator. Mm-hmm. And there's a co-writer, and then a singer, and then a producer as well.
Wow.
And yeah, it's a big mission, bro.
That's cool. That's cool. Does that mean that if you write a song with these 3 other people, they have to be put as co-credits or co-writers or ghostwriters on the track?
Yeah, it's an even split.
Even split, true. So that is, so who are the people who are splitting it on Muri Muri Aroha?
So we have Dr. Hono Black, who was the Matanga Reo for the week. Mm. We have Ma, who is an artist from Wellington. She's killing it. Mm-hmm. And also my mate Noima, who is a producer as well, who does most of my stuff.
Sick.
Yeah.
I'm curious, has this experience changed your songwriting process much?
I think it has. I think the way that Dr. Hono Black was translating my lyrics into Māori and vice versa, it was so poetic, and I feel like I want to touch on that more from now on. Don't know how I'm going to do it, but I think I'm going to try to do that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I saw there was a quote. You said something like, "The song would be longer if I was saying this in English, because it's just you can't quite reach the same amount of depth." And I think that's very true, because Te Reo is a very poetic language. Very poetic language. Like if you're talking about an object, you're not just talking about the descriptor of that object. That object will have some kind of, really fascinating backstory as to its name, you know?
Yeah, hard out. Yeah, it was just crazy what he could just translate from Māori into English, and then, like, yeah, so 5 words in Te Reo Māori would have been a whole verse.
Yeah.
In English, yeah.
Well, I think you'll find that I'm here to say it, yeah. Now, the music video was made by Luke Penny. Was he the director, or were you the director?
Yes, he was the director. So he came to me, I asked him to be a part of the project, and he said, "Yes, bro, I would love to be." And then he had this idea. He saw someone in the back of a caravan driving on the highway through COVID. And he was like, "Damn, better make a sick music video." And he's been waiting to use it for a bit, and then he heard my track and was like, "Hey bro, I've got this idea. It'd be perfect for what your song's about." And we just did it, and we went to the back roads of South Auckland.
Wow.
And just sat in the back of a caravan. The caravan was on a trailer because it was broken. It couldn't function, so we put that on a trailer, strapped it down.
Yeah. I was going to say, it did seem like the caravan was on something, because the shot was too stable the whole time, you know? It was too stable.
They had a huge camera, the biggest I've ever seen, right in the front of the caravan. There were like 3 guys just standing there with like big mic and a big camera. It was crazy.
That's awesome. Now the video itself, you've got footage from what seems like the afternoon, the morning, and the evening. How long were you guys like just driving around with you in a caravan for?
To get to the location, it was about 15-minute drive.
Oh yeah.
But then we took the shots either side of the sunset, so it was literally 15 minutes. We had to take 3 takes.
Barrow.
Yeah, so it was just like, "All right, bro," we had to redesign the whole setup, because obviously I'd tear it apart every time.
Yeah.
I kicked a plant off the roof, and we couldn't put that back up because the roof was rotting.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But so it was like a one-man job. I had to reset everything up, put everything back together because they couldn't move because they were stationed.
Yeah.
So it was just...
That's crack up.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, because you did, in that video, you tear down a lot of curtains in the caravan. I was going to ask if you have to put them back up, but never mind.
Yeah.
Oh man, and the behind the scenes footage I got sent for this, there's also a clip of someone saying break things but don't actually break them, and then you're like, oh no. Did you accidentally break something while filming?
I think I broke a few mugs.
They're easily replaceable.
Yeah I think we've got a few on standby, but other than that, nah, I don't think so.
I broke a few mugs this morning, mate. There's nothing. What were your expectations going into the making of this video, like in terms of scale, in terms of what you wanted to accomplish with it as well?
Yeah. Well, I got funding from Nzorone and Te Maunga Pāho for this, so that enabled me to like kind of live out my wildest dream of having a music video.
Mm.
I think it was just I wanted to see something professional, because I'm so used to making my stuff at home on my phone.
Mm.
And yeah, so I wanted to, like, first of all, get someone that I really trusted, and that was Luke. And then, yeah, I think just making it look professional and having something that will kind of last for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's definitely got quite a lot of staying power. Have you got any more material coming out this year?
I have a band right now. We're working on lots of music. We're called Moody.
Mm.
We just had a few shows with Burger Fuel recently. Opened up for Tikitane, which is pretty sick. Yeah. And we're doing a songwriting week this week, actually, at Big Fan. So hopefully from this week we'll have an EP together and put that out before summer.
Mm, that'd be awesome. With the Burger Fuel shows, were you just like really collecting on those free burgers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, coming to collect.
And the drinks, bro. It was nuts. It was crazy.
Mean. Did you try their chicken tenders?
No. Are they good?
No offense to any vegans or vegetarians listening out there, but they are beautiful. They're absolutely beautiful. Yeah. They seem like they wouldn't be that much, because it's just like chicken and some oil with some salt and pepper, but they do something to it that makes it just incredible.
Okay,
that's so sick. If I had that opportunity, I would not leave the restaurant.
They were doing free taps too, bro. It was such an awesome night.
Oh, that's so cool. That's cool. Have you got any upcoming tours or shows around Otipoti or the South Island?
That would be a goal of mine. I think that's in the 5-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm still just trying to figure out what my trajectory is. But hopefully, yeah.
Well, I wish you good luck with your trajectory. I think you have a lot of potential. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks so much, bro.
No, thank you very much, Reed. That was excellent. That was great. Take care. Alrighty, that was Sasha Te Whare, a.k.a. Reed, talking about his latest single, Muri Muri Aroha, which you can find all over the internet. I'm currently going to be using Spotify for that, which is going to be very, very fun. Can't wait to show you all the track. Coming up at 10, we have Politics Now with Gatrick Power, where he's delving into the infrastructure crisis of Aotearoa, so it's very exciting. But anyway, without further ado, here is Reed with Muri Muri Aroha. You're listening to the Radio 1 Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Late Breakfast Program, 9:40, Ka Kite. Thank you for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.